Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, B'Shem Hashem Keil Olam. The Rambam begins with the Pasuk, the name of God, the God of the world, as he quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perikof Yotes. Pa'amai hachin b'mersecha. My steps you prepare with your word. V'atashlut b'chol oven, and it should not rule over me any iniquity, any problem, any sin. Which, that opens up to Sefer Chamisha, the fifth book in the Yad HaChazak, in the 14th Sifrei HaRambam, and that is Sefer Kedusha, the book of sanctity, which separates the Jewish people from the nations of the world on the ultimate level of the physical domain, which Hilchos of Shalish, there are three halachas in their Sefer Kedusha, and that's their order, Hilchas Isur Biyah, the laws of forbidden relationships, which continues on the theme of the previous Sefer, that of Nashim, which is the ultimate physical desire of intimacy. Hilchas Machal, so is the laws of forbidden foods, which is the ultimate, all taivas, all desires come from that of food. And a related discussion on Hilchas Shechita, the laws of slaughtering, which relate to that of one's eating. We begin Hilchas Isur Biyah, the first of the halachas of the Sefer of Kedusha, the laws of forbidden relationships. And Yesh Bechlol and Shevo Shleshem Mitzvahs, Rambam says there are 37 mitzvahs included in these halachas, which are mitzvahs achas aseh, one positive commandment, v'sheish u'shleishah mitzvahs leisah aseh, and there are 36 negative prohibitions in these halachas of Isur Biyah, and these are their specifics, as the Rambam always specifies the mitzvahs that are in those halachas of the Targum mitzvahs. Aleph, one, shloi lo be'aleim, not to have relations with one's mother. Beis, shloi lo be'aleishasav, not to have relations with one with his stepmother, his father's wife. Gimel, shloi libel achis, not to have relations with his sister. Dal, shloi libel bas eishas av, not to have relations with his father's wife's daughter, so his stepmother's daughter, his stepsister. Hey, shloi libel bas aben, not to have relations with his son's daughter, his granddaughter from his son. Vav, shloi libel habas, not to have relations with his daughter. Zayin, shloi libel bas habas, not to have relations with his daughter's daughter, so his granddaughter from his daughter. Ches, shloi lisa, isho bita, not to marry, and this issue is on the marriage of a woman and her daughter. Tes, shloi lisa, isho vas bana, not to marry a woman and her granddaughter, which is from her son's daughter. And Yud, shloi lisa, isho uvas bita, similarly, not to marry a woman and her daughter's daughter, also a granddaughter. Yod Aleph, shloi libel achos av, not to have relations with his aunt, his father's sister. Yud Beis, shloi libel achos aim, a different aunt, not to have relations with his mother's sister. Yud Gimel, shloi libel eishes achio av, a different aunt, not to have relations with his father's brother's wife. Yud Dal, shloi libel eishes aben, not to have relations with his son's wife, his daughter-in-law. Tezvav, shloi libel eishes ach, not to have relations with his sister-in-law, meaning this is his brother's wife. Tezayin, shloi libel achos ishtoi, not to have relations with his wife's sister, again, the sister-in-law, but it's from his wife's sister. Yudzayin shloi lishke b'mehima, not to lie carnally with an animal. Yudchesh shloi tovi isha b'mehima leha, that a woman should not bring an animal on her carnally. Yudtesh shloi lishke b'mzachar, not to lay with a male, the prohibition of homosexuality. Chaf shloi legalis ervas av, not to reveal the nakedness of his father. Chafal shloi legalis ervas achi av, not to reveal the nakedness of his father's brother, which is his uncle. Shchav beis ish lelibel eishes ish, not to have relations with a married woman. Chav gimel shlelibel nida, not to have relations with a woman who is menstruating. Chav dalaj shlelis chatzin bagoyim, not to get married with a non-Jew. Chav eish lo yovi amoni moavi b'kal Hashem, not to have a person from Amon Amoyev get married into the Jewish people. Chav vav ish lelaharchig dar shlishim mitzrim alovi b'kal, not to distance the third generation convert from the Egyptians from entering to the Jewish people. Not to distance a third generation Adami from coming into the Jewish people, meaning they're allowed to, and prohibition of keeping them distant. That an illegitimate child from people that are forbidden to get married because of that of an erva, their child as a mamz is not let marry into the Jewish people. That a person who is castrated cannot get married into the Jewish people. Not to castrate a male, not only a human being, but even an animal, a wild animal, or a bird. Here it's on the marriage. A kohen gadol cannot marry a widow. Here it's different. Here it's not having relations, the kohen gadol, the high priest, with the widow, even without marriage. This is the one positive commandment, that the kohen gadol should marry a virgin in her youth. Lamadal shlayisa kain gusha, that the kain should not marry a divorcee. Lamahei shlayisa zayin, should not marry a harlot. Lamavav shlayisa halal, should not marry a woman who is desecrated, which there's a few different ways. One of the classics is if she is born from a forbidden union of a kayin, that daughter is chalala. Lamazayin shlikriv adam la'achas mekal arayis. A person should not come close to one of the arayis that we're mentioning over here, of alpha pishleibol, even without relations, even without cohabitation, just intimate encounters are forbidden. And ubir mitzvahs elu b'prakam elu, and the explanation of these mitzvahs are in these chapters, in these halachas of Hilchas Isurabiyah, where there are 22 chapters in these halachas. The first three discuss those of the Issa Arayis, and Perek Vav, and Perek Dalta, Perek Ches, we discuss the laws of, and really from Dalt all the way through Yud Alf, but Dalt to Ches discusses the laws of Nida and Zavo. Perek Tes, that of Kesam, that of stains. Yud is the Tumma of a Yeled, this woman giving birth, and Yud Alf are stringencies, and that were introduced, and also different harchakas. Perek Yud Beis discuss that of a non-Jewish woman, and also that of converts, and then related in Yud Gimel Yidal discuss the laws of conversion. Tezvav Tezayin discuss regarding the laws of Imamza and the Saras. Yezayin Techaf, we discuss those that are forbidden to Kanim. And Chafal Chafbez, we discuss regarding distancing from Arayis and the related halacha of the Isser of Yichud being secluded with a prohibited woman in a private area. So begin Perek Rishon, the first Perek in these 22 Prakim in the Hilchas Yisur Biyah, with the Issa of Arayis and the general categories of these halachas. So halacha of the Ram begins regarding the prohibition and the punishment. If someone has relations with one of the forbidden arayis that I mentioned, the Torah, and he does it deliberately, so he's liable for the punishment of dying young and regarding not having his portion of the world to come. And even those that actually we talk about that this capital punishment, they actually get executed in the court, they're still going to be karis if there's no valid witnesses or they weren't warned. So then there's, if he does deliberately, then there's going to be karsh. Like it says in the pasuk, "Miyikrik kikala she'asim akala te'ebus elu." Whoever's going to do from any of these abominations, which is going after all these arayas that I mentioned there in the term miyikrik, but nichrasu on the fashas v'gaimer, that the souls in the plural says will get karas, meaning shneim haboyu v'nevalis, both the man and the woman are both going to get karas. Now v'mhoyishagin, if it was an error, chayavim chatas kavu, then they're liable for a permanent chatas, meaning there's two types of chatas. There's that of a regular chatas, which is always a set amount, and then there's what's called a korban oil b'yayin. Here we're talking about that of a set chatas that they're going to be liable for. The yeshman arayas should be misbezin. Now, there are some arayas that the punishment of that forbidden union is a capital punishment, the death at the courts. Yasal akars hashav bakulan, which is an added measure for those arayas, more than the equal karas that all arayas get, meaning if it's done deliberately with witnesses and warning, but without, everyone has karas. Halacha beis. Leisin arayas shesh ben mises besin. So those arayas that have death in the courts, im hoyisham edim asra, if there was witnesses and a warning, and after the warning they didn't remove themselves from that forbidden relationship, so then we give them the death penalty that was said regarding them, as said in the Torah, as the Rambam is going to explain later on. Halacha gimel. Now, even if the one who was violating this forbidden relationship was a Talmudic scholar, we don't give him the death penalty, and neither do we give him lashes regarding those arayis that have a liability only of Karas. If they warn them for Malkus, then he'll get lashes, but you don't get that punishment at Shatiyah Shemasra until this first a warning. And the reason is, because the whole purpose and utility of the warning always is to have the differentiate between if someone is doing it by mistake or deliberately. Now, what's interesting is the Rambam's wording is Rabbi Yisrael Yehudim Megmar Sanhedrin, which actually says that a Talmud Chacham does not require Hasra because the whole purpose is the friendship between Shaggy Mazen, and he knows what's forbidden because of Talmud Chacham. But the Rambam utilizes it, although he rules like the Chacham, that the Talmud Chacham needs Hasra. He means to say, in that same idea, well, a Talmud Chacham, even though he knows that locha, but maybe doesn't know who this woman actually is. So even he requires a hasra, so that we know for sure that he knows what he's doing wrong, although in halacha he knows, he might not know in the actual reality. And therefore, he needs hasra too. Halacha dalt. Harayas shesh ben mises bezin. Regarding those harayas that, like we said, that there's capital punishment, mehen, so depends, each one is different. There are those shemisasim miskila, that the punishment is going to be to be stoned. Umehen, some of them are shemisasim miskila, the death penalty is by being burnt. Umehen, there are those shemisasim mechanic, which is by being choked. Ve'elu shemisasim miskila, says the Rambam, so those are three out of the four types of death penalties. So Rambam says, ve'elu shemisasim miskila, these are those that the punishment is being stoned. Habal imay, if he has relations with his mother. Bal ishas avim, with his stepmother, his father's wife. Bal ishas benoy, and on his son's wife, behind the cross, and she's who's called kalosa, his daughter-in-law. And bashechiv im zachar, if he engages in homosexuality, he lays with a male. Bashechiv be'emo, or bestiality, he lays with an animal. Or ve'ishim, ve'yas b'hem olel, the woman brings the animal on her. Those are punishable by skila. Halacha hey. And the following arise have a punishment by being burnt, which they throw down the neck, the throat, something boiling hot, burns the insides. If someone has relations with his daughter-in-law, his wife's daughter, when his wife is still alive, because actually after his wife's death, then the punishment is not sreifa, rather it's going to be only kars, as Rambam explains later on in the next parak, and the truth is all the relatives of his wife, they're only going to be besreifa when the wife is still alive. So we're saying when the wife is still alive and he has relations with her daughter, that's sreifa. Val bas bita and her and her daughter's daughter, val bas benai and then her son's daughter, val im ishtay and then his wife's mother, his mother-in-law, val im ima and her mother's mother, val im avia and her father's mother, val bal bita, or if someone has relations with his own daughter, meaning even if it's not his wife's daughter, for example, let's say he had this extramarital relationship and that daughter will also have halach of sreifa, v'albas bitoy, and on his daughter's daughter, v'albas benoy, and on his son's daughter. Now, halach above, the Ram continues, and he says, in lecha erva b'chenek, the only erva, which we already spoke about, there's three types of death penalty, we said that of skila, that of sreifa, and we said there's one more, but he says, in lecha erva b'chenek, el eish es bulvad, the only one that gets chenek, that choked strangulation to death, is only having relation with the married woman. And like it says in the pasuk, in Vayikra, Mois Yumas, they will surely die. Hanoyefanei Ofes, the adulterer and adulteress, which is this extra marital relationship. O Misa Mubar Torah Stam, and when it just says in the Torah, death, Hichanek, that refers to strangulation. Now, Vemhoisabas Kain, but if this married woman was the daughter of a Kain, then he besreifa, she actually gets the death penalty of being burnt. Uvoyala Bechanek, and the man who he's a regular, a man who's having a relationship with a married woman, he gets, like in general, the death penalty of strangulation. Because what's unique about the Bas Kain? Shnomek says in the Pasuk, Vasej Kain. If she's a daughter of a man who is a Kain, Kisechel is this, when she profanes herself to be Mazana, Be'esh Tisav, she gets burnt in the fire. Now, Vimhoisa Nair Marasa. Now, let's say she was actually not married, she's actually a Naira, a young girl who is engaged, then Shnei Meskila, then actually not only she gets Skila, because unrelated, even if she wasn't the Bas Kain, not, they both get skila. Shnam, like it says in the pasuk, "Ki yinar besula begarmi." If she's going to be a maiden that's a virgin, etc., and she's going to be mazana, uskaltim eisam bavan, that you stone them with stones. And b'chamak b'shnem b'tayra meisuma. So whenever it says in the Torah, they will surely die. Demeim bam, and it says these words, the blood is on them, which it does say over there. So harim beskila. So then that's also we're going to know. And Ram's qualifying, like he says, misa b'tayra stam eschenek. When it says demeim bam, it means being stoned. So those are two exceptions of the rule. Although married woman is usually only chenek, but if she's a bas kain, she's going to get sreifa. And if she's namarosa, then they're both going to get skila. Halacha zayin. Shah arayis kulim b'karis b'vat. Now, but all other arayis, except for those that we mentioned, they only get karis, which again is there's a person's soul is being cut off from the world to come, and they don't have the death at the hands of the court. And also, they die at a young age, but there's no Mises Bezen. Now, lefikach, therefore, that since this negative prohibition doesn't have a punishment of capital punishment, because in contrast, if it did have Mises Bezen, actually would not get lashes, even if they would warn them for lashes. But here, since there's no other punishment, it's just cars by the hands of heaven, if there were witnesses and they had warned the people before committing this act of arayas, bezda malkanis, so the courts would give lashes because of a violation of a negative prohibition of Torah, shekol chayav krisis lekim, because all those who get punishment of karis, if they get warned and there's witnesses, they get lashes here in court. Halacha ches, habal achas mechayav alavin b'mesin. So those were all arayas. If someone has a relationships, not with an erva, but that which is a negative prohibition of the Torah, to have relations with that woman, b'mezid, and he does it deliberately, who like a vehi, so he and she get lashes. V'mishagik, if it was done by mistake, p'tur m'klum, they're actually exempt from any liability because there's no carbon on when someone does an erva by mistake, only by those who have a liability of karas. Here, they're not chiyuv krisis, they're just a negative prohibition. V'habal achas mashniz b'mezid, now if someone has relations with one of the rabbinically prohibited women, and he does it deliberately, so you give him the lashes of rebellion, which is a rabbinic law. But if someone has a relation with that which is just a positive commandment, for example, an Egyptian woman or an Edomite woman where she's not yet a third generation since they converted, so a positive commandment says not to marry them. So if someone does have relations, ain't like it, doesn't get lashes. But, says the Rambam, Hiku Eisim Bezin Makas Maradis Gedil Harchim Min Aveh, but if the courts do give these rabbinic lashes to distance people from doing sin because they did something wrong, although biblically it's not mandated, Harishus B'yadim, they have that permission, they're allowed to do those rabbinic lashes. Halacha test. Honest Potem Eklum. If someone was coerced from having these cohabitation, they're totally exempt. Min Amalkas, from lashes, from a carbon, Ein Tzach Lemon, the Misa. Of course, we don't have to say that the person's not going to get killed. Shem, like it says in the Pasuk, V'lanar Le Sasa Davar, that the maiden girl, that you don't do anything to her because she was raped, she was forced. Now, B'med V'mo, when we say this, B'shenen is Hanivel, when the girl, when she was raped, when she was forced, then she doesn't get punished. Avla Boyel, but the man, if he was forced, for example, let's say a woman grabbed him and she brought him to her forcibly, Ein La'inus. He does not have a claim of, oh, I was coerced to exempt himself. Why? Because she'ain kishri, because the erection doesn't come, which is from the male's part, ela ladas, only willingly. Now, yes, if actually, as is mentioned in the Ravid, if let's say someone intended for his wife and he got an erection, and then one of the rais goes and grabs him, that would be called an oinus and he would be exempt, because again, that kishri ladas was for a purpose of heter. But if, let's say, he got an erection for this woman, that was considered beratzin, and therefore he doesn't have an excuse, even if she pulls him to exempt him from the issa of the erva. Now, ve'isha shetchilis b'yasa ba'oinis b'sefer beratzin. So we said the exemption is by the woman. But let's say a woman that initially she was being raped, b'sefer beratzin, at the end she actually desired and wanted it. Still p'tur m'klum, still she's going to be exempt from any liability. And the reason is, shemesha hiskel liv ba'oinis, because when the man started violating her forcibly, it's not in her control anymore that she shouldn't want this. And the reason is she eats her other mitivah, because the person's desires and lusts and nature, kaifais alert says, forces her to want, and therefore she's still exempt from the exemption of that of being ananusa, being forced. Now, luckily, the Ram continues regarding qualifying what is actually considered a maisa biya. We're talking here, halachas of isur biya, the prohibitions of having biya of cohabitation. What qualifies for that violation? So says the Ram, Hamachnas Reisha Tarbal Vadavis. If the man inserts only the corona, the tip of the male member, into the woman's genital area, Hua Nikr, that's what's called Ma'ara, which means literally to uncover. Milashayim, from the wording of the Pasuk of Yikra, Es Mekaira Hara, that her place, her source, he has uncovered, which that's the source. The Machnas Kola Eivra, now, if someone inserts the whole organ, Hua Nikr Gaima, he's considered completing the Maisabiyah. Now, says the Ram, now regarding all prohibited cohabitations, whether if he just uncovers, meaning just does the corona, or or if he concludes the ma'isabiyah, and even if he didn't ejaculate, he didn't emit any seed, and even if he removed himself and he didn't complete the act of cohabitation, but once he inserted the corona, they're both going to be liable for the Mises Bezdin, Oikaris or Karis, again, depending, like we said, on which erva, Oimalkas or lashes, Oimalkas Mardis, or rabbinic lashes. And the Echra Bala Erva Gadarka, and this is whether he has relations with the forbidden woman in the normal way, vaginally, the Echra Bala Shalai Gadarka, or if he has relations with her anally in the unnatural way. Mishayaraba, from when he just inserts the corona, even if it's shalika darga, yischaibish name misa, again, both can be liable for death, oikaris, or karis, or malkas, or lashes, or malkas maradis, or the rabbinic lashes. And this is ben shayit sheikhvin, whether they were laying, ben shayit oimdin, whether they were standing, it doesn't make a difference. Alachnasa atara hu achiv, the liability is the insertion of the corona, that's called ma'ara, that already qualifies for the liability of the bias asuris. Now, halach yidalf. Anyone who has a forbidden relationship without an erection, rather his organ was hanging, like the limbs of dead people, like those who are ill, someone who's born like that, for example, someone who's born impotent, although he inserts the organ manually, he's not going to be liable, not karis, not lashes. We don't have to say for sure not the death penalty. That doesn't qualify as an act of cohabitation. Aval poisum in the truma. The Rambam does say it does invalidate the woman from truma because a daughter of a kohen, as long as she's still single in the father's household, or the wife of a kohen, they're permitted to eat truma. But if she has cohabitation with someone who's pasultar, she becomes invalidated from eating truma, and this would qualify. But it's just not a bia for the hilchas isur bia. But the court does give them both rabbinic lashes because, although it's saying that you're exempt, that's only from death or from the punishment, but obviously it's forbidden to do this. And whoever does violate it, although it's part of alasa, they're going to give him makas mardis, rabbinic lashes. Halacha yud beis. Habala erva min arayis kimis asik. If someone has relations with one of the forbidden relationships, kimis asik, which means like when he's busy, distracted, engaged in something else, meaning he did not intend for this cohabitation, and he had relations with her, or some explained that he intended for his wife, and it ended up being his sister. So alpha b'shein kavanas l'kachol, though his intention is not for this. Now, by all of the sins, a masasik, someone who is totally distracted, he's actually exempt from a carbon. Here, chayiv, he's going to be liable because ultimately he got pleasure from this forbidden action. Now, this is only talking about regarding the halacha of a carbon, but regarding death or lashes, we don't punish until he's deliberate and he has a warning. But for kabanas, he's going to be chayiv. And the chemichu of alav and the b'shnei, same thing is regarding if it's a negative prohibition or just a secondary error. Now, aval abala erev narayis v'meisa, but if let's say someone has relations with one of the forbidden women and she's dead, patim kol, then he's totally exempt. But then we have to say, by the lower level, negative prohibition, which is not an erva, which is no chayiv karas, then for sure is going to be exempt. Now, but v'abala trefa, if someone has relations with a forbidden woman that has a moral defect, means she's going to die, but she's a regular woman right now, or with an animal that's a trefa, again, trefa doesn't, it just means it has a mortal defect, that the clock is ticking on that life, chayiv is still going to be liable. Chayhu, because the female is alive, although they're going to end up dying from this illness, it doesn't make a difference. And v'afal ha'shachar b'shnei simanim. And even if the two pipes in the neck, the head was is being severed, there's the two windpipe and the food pipe, even if they were cut, and it's still shaking, if someone has relation with that person or that animal, it's going to be liable, Azra Thomas, until she dies, or if, until the head is totally cut off. Halachi Gimel, the Rambam continues now with different types of this distorted their relationships, meaning not the normal, either a minor or male or animal. Says Ram, Kalisha Asur Me'elu, all the women that are forbidden from those that we mentioned, if she's at least over 3 years old, then God Labal, any adult that has relations with this forbidden girl, Chayiv Misa, Ikaris, and Malkis, he's going to be liable whatever the erva is, whether death or karis or lashes, but the girl's going to be exempt. I'm Ken Isaac down until she's an adult because she's a minor. Now, but if she was under 3 years old, they're both going to be exempt. And the reason is shame, because the cohabitation with a girl under 3 is not considered, it's not qualified as an act of bia because she's not mature enough. And so too, a woman is the same thing going to work in the other way. If you have an adult woman that a minor boy had relations with her, so if he's at least over 9 years old, so he chayev is karis and misa malkis. She's going to be liable for, again, whichever the punishment is, karis or death or lashes. But who is an example because he's under bar mitzvah. But if the boy was under 9 years old, shnei b'turin, they're both exempt because from the male, he's not considered having an act of bia to create an act of bia until he's mature enough that he's 9 years old. Halach yadal. Habala zachar. If a man has relations with a male, or he brings the male on him, where there's two ways for the person to be acting, whether it be actively or passively. So kivin shehara, once there was hara, which is like we said, there's corona, the tip of the male organ was inserted, meaning here in the anus. So im hoyish neim gedayim, if they're both adults, neskom, they get skilish, like it says in the pasuk, v'zachar litishkav, that the male, a homosexuality, should not lay with. And this is being shown by a nivel, whether he was the active participant, he was the one that inserted his corona, a nivel, or he was the passive one, that it was his anus. Now, v'mayi katan ben tesha shon b'mech b'malam. Now, if one of the members was a boy over 9 years old, so zesha ba'alav, so the man who inserted himself into that boy, ohevi alatzmoy, or brought the boy on himself, so niskal, that person is an adult, he gets skila, but katan part of the minor is exempt. But if the boy was under 9 years old, then shnei b'turin, they're both going to be exempt from this liability. But the Rambam says it is definitely befitting for the courts to give lashes of rabbinic lashes to that adult, because he laid with a male, although he's under 9 years old and it's a child, it's an infant, doesn't make a difference, it's still befitting of giving that person lashes. Halacha tezvav. Echad habala zachar, whether a man had relations with another man, or habala androgynous, or he had relations with androgynous, which has both genital, that of the male and female. But if he had it derech zachrusoi, if he had it through his male part, meaning it was anally, so chayiv, then that man who's having relations with that zachar or that androgynous is going to be liable for this punishment, as we said in the previous halacha. But then ba'al law of derech nakvus, but if he has relation with that androgynous vaginally, because again he has both the male and female genitalia, so then pater is going to be exempt, because in that way we don't know, we're going to treat the androgynous like a female, because it is in his vaginal area, which a male doesn't have. Now, if I'm tumtum safiku, a tumtum is someone that we don't know, we can't tell, we don't see any sign of the opposite, like the other way of the androgynous. We don't see any sign, so it's a safik. Lafika rabala tumtum. So therefore, someone has relations with a tumtum, or androgynous, derech nakvus, or with androgynous, in the female way, makanus and makas martis, again, we don't know, we can't give him the biblical punishment, but we give him the rabbinical lashes. And androgynous, mutalisa isha, androgynous, has a male element, he's permitted to marry a woman as a man would marry a woman. Halacha tezayin, habala behemah. Someone sodomizes an animal. He comes onto the animal. Oyshev behemah love, or he inserts the animal into himself. Shneim niskalim. Both the animal and the human being get stoned. Shlomek says in the pasuk, uvuchol behemah lisidin shachavtecha. In every animal, you're not supposed to put your ling. And bein shudavah, oh, whether he inserts himself into the animal, oyheviu love, or he has the animal insert itself into him. Whether it's an animal, a wild animal, or a bird, everything is going to be with the punishment of being stoned. Now, and the Torah does not differentiate over here, in contrast to the human being, in an animal between if it's an adult or a minor. Like it says in the pasuk, in every animal, even the day was born. If someone sodomizes it, whether in the normal way, vaginally, or the unnatural way, once it has the insertion of the member, of the corona, or he has it do it to him, Chayiv is going to be liable. Halacha Yudayin. A minor that's 9 years old, Shabal Behema, that he had relation with the animal, or he had the animal come on him. So the animal gets skila because of the boy, but Vupatra, he's exempt because he's under Bar Mitzvah. The boy was under 9 years old, then we don't stone the animal. Same thing regarding the girl. If she's 3 years old, that she brings the animal to insert it into herself, whether it's an adult animal or a minor animal, once the animal inserts itself into the girl, whether in the normal way or the unnatural way, the animal gets skilo, and the girl is exempt, because she's under bas mitzvah. Now, if she was an adult, both of them would get stoned. But if she was under 3 years old, then in the scales, again, we don't consider that as an act of bia, and then the animal does not get stoned. Now, so too, if a person laid with an animal by mistake. Now, this is actually a question of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Why do we say that the animal gets stoned? Is it because through the animal, a stumbling block came to the person who was killed? Because if a human being engaged in bestiality, the person gets killed, so therefore the animal gets killed. But here, where the person did it by mistake, and the person doesn't get killed, so maybe the animal also doesn't get killed? Or no, maybe the reason why the animal gets stoned is because it was a disgrace for the person, nothing to do with their getting killed. So even if it's done by mistake, there's also a disgrace. The Gemara does not resolve that question. So therefore, out of doubt, we can't give skila to the animal in that situation. And so, if the woman brings an animal to insert into herself, and she does it by mistake, and she doesn't know this is wrong, doesn't know what she's doing, like we said, out of doubt, the animal does not get skila because of this. And even if these people, the humans who had relations with them, were adults, kol arayis kulan, all the forbidden arayis, shayi echad gadol ve'echad katan. Like we were saying in the previous halacha, one of them is an adult, one of them is a minor. Again, hakatan patur by gadol chayim, the minor is going to be exempt, the adult is going to be liable, like we explained in halacha yud gimel. And echad er ve'echad yashan, let's say one person is awake, another one is sleeping. Hayashan patur, again, that's like an einus, the one who's sleeping is going to be exempt. Echad meiz ve'echad shoger, let's say one is deliberately, one doesn't realize this is wrong, is by mistake. Hameiz is chayim, one does deliberate, is going to be liable. But shoger, maybe carbon, the one who does it by mistake, will bring a carbon. Let's say one is being coerced, the other one's doing it willingly. So the woman is being raped, the one is doing it that's forced, is going to be examined, commission around, like we explained in Halacha test. Now the Rambam moves on. Now regarding that of chazakas, of presumptions, and of proofs, regarding what qualifies, how do we know what's what to give a liability. Says the Rambam, Eina Eidin Niskakin Liras Haman Afim. The witnesses don't have to see the adulterers, Sheheru Zebezet, to actually see that the organ of the man was inserted into the woman. And that is Vehichnis Kamekobish Affairs, that it was inserted like a piston into a pipe, that you could actually see that one went into the other. That's not necessary to see that specific. As long as they saw them clinging one with the other, Kider Kobal, and the way it normally is, that all those who have cohabitation, they really could get executed just from the witnesses having witnessed that. And the Ein Oimran, that is, we don't say, oh, Shemalei Hara, maybe he didn't insert the corona. No, this is the presumption of that figure, of that form, that he had inserted, and therefore, we could already, that's enough of a testimony. Halacha Chaf, Misha Hochzik B'Shei Basa. Again, continuing on different chazakas, that you don't have to actually know and see everything, but we rely on presumptions. Misha Hochzik B'Shei Basa, someone that there was a presumption that they were relatives. So done by Apei Chazaka. We judge them based on that Chazaka. Although we don't have a definitive, clear proof that this person is a relative, Umalkin, you give lashes, v'soifin, you could burn, v'soifin, you could stone, v'chinkin, you could choke, achazaka, so based on this Chazaka. As Rambam says, Ketzer Hauso. Let's say we have a presumption that this is his sister. We know that's the family. And that's the sister, Ibito, or his daughter, or Yim, or his mother. Uvol, Abaidim, and with witnesses he goes and has relations with her. He's a leiko. In this skull, he's going to get lashes, or get burnt, or get stoned. Although we don't have a clear proof, we don't know. No one checked the records, the DNA. We don't know if this is his sister's mother or his daughter. Yeah, it's sufficient with just the chazaka. As the Rambam brings, a there was a story with a woman who came to Yerushalayim. She had a child that she was carrying on her shoulders when she came into town. And she brought him up with the presumption that everyone knew that this was her son. And the son cohabited with his mother, and they brought them to court, and they stoned him because of this chazaka that this was a son with a mother. The Rambam explains, Rola Dinzeh. He says, a proof to this idea that we're establishing over here is Mashadon Torah. This that the Torah judges, B'makal of V'maki of. The Torah in Shemais Chaf Aleph says, we punish someone who curses his father or hits his father, Shayuma said he gets killed. Now, where do we have a declared proof that this is his father? No one knows. These things are usually done privately, discreetly. Who's the father? We don't know the paternity. It's with the presumption. So to all other relatives, with the chazaka, we could presume what we know to be the case, and that's going to be sufficient. If you have a man or woman that came from overseas, who am I? He says, this is my wife. And she says, this is my husband. So if they already were in town already, and we presume already we know for 30 days that they're acting like a couple, that this is his wife, so then we're going to kill, if let's say she was mezana with another man, we're going to execute because of Esha Sish. Now, but if it's within 30 days, in Hargan Lemesh, that's not enough time to establish a chazaka. And if this woman, which we don't know, they just could have been two random people that said, oh, we're a couple. So if within 30 days, if she has relations with another man, we're not going to execute because of her being a married woman. Now, Halacha Beis Rambam continues regarding trusting that of other people or even that of one witness. Says Rambam, Isha Shehuchzik Anida B'Shechenes Sa'al. That's a woman who was presumed to be a Nida, a menstruating woman, just because of her neighbors, because the neighbors saw her wearing her Nida garments. So, Bala Leka Lemeshem Nida. Yeah, the husband will get lashes for having a relation with a Nida, even though, how do we know this? Just because of the neighbors having witnessed this. Or let's say another interesting case, a Mekandel Ishta B'Nistara. If someone warned his wife not to seclude with this man, and she did seclude. And we have witnesses that he warned her and that she secluded. One witness comes along and testifies that, yeah, I saw them having relations. And the husband was a kain. This is not the halach of the saita, which that was when you need two witnesses. This is just if one witness comes along and on his own and says that he saw them having relations, the husband is a kain, and then subsequently the kain has relations with his wife, he's going to get lashes because of her being a zayna. Because after the kina and the stira, the warning and the seclusion, even one witness is believed to say that, as we said in the halachas of saita, that she was defiled, and therefore it's forbidden to his wife as a zayna. Although the primary testimony is being done with one witness, again, we already have a chazaka that she's a zayna because of the warning and the seclusion, and therefore the one witness will be sufficient. And again, like you see that There are other cases that we could make it forbidden based on, like we said, other rayas, chazaka, or neighbors, or even that of one witness that saw her after the kinyan, the stira, that she went and she was metame, even though it was only one witness who saw this. Halach of Gimel, says the Rambam, ha'av sha'amar, biti zimu kadesh lesi lezeh. Again, here is one person. The father says, my daughter is engaged to this man. Now, ava pishu v'nemen, although he's believed, because the Torah believes him, as it says, is biti zimu kadesh lezeh, and v'tinasle, therefore she's going to get married to him based on the father saying that he was engaged to her, so now the marriage is going to be from her chasen. But in Zinsa, if she was Mezana, ain't in the Skazalpev. She's not going to get stoned based on what he's saying, because although that the case would be that she might require Skila, the Torah only believes him regarding the prohibition, but not regarding the death penalty. Until there's witnesses who said that they saw her being engaged in front of them. And Mechain Isha said to a woman, she says, Mogadesh, and she said, I'm engaged. She's not going to get executed based on what she's saying. Although that could be for the Isser, that she can't marry, let's say, anyone else. But regarding execution, that will only be until there's witnesses, until we have a chazaka, presumption, to know that this is the case, that she's engaged to that man, or to any man, and then we'll punish her due according to that process of the witnesses.